Pitachin for Life, Shir number 156, Thursday, Parshas Kisavai. We are talking about the attitude of Tikva, and that no matter what the situation is, how bleak the situation looks, a person should always maintain Tikva. Because if we ever give credence to a doctor, or a client, or a business consultant, or any situation, whenever we're giving chashivas to something else besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are demonstrating that we did not fully internalize v'hu levadoi osa oisev yase l'chol amasim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that decides the outcome. Nobody else has any say in any situation. And if we get sucked into the situation and start giving up hope, chas v'shalom, we are demonstrating that we are missing in the ikrim of Yiddishkeit, in the fundamental animamins, v'hu levadai, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictates the outcome. And we just wanted to add to this, that not only is it a chesaron in tikva, and really it's a chesaron in emunah, but really it is a chutzpah for a person to think that because of a certain situation, he decides the outcome. Because a person is very sick, there are a slim chance that he will make it. Because a person's business is suffering, there is a very strong chance that chas v'shalom he won't have proper parnasa. For a person to think like that is a tremendous chutzpah. Because let's take an example. Let's say someone's going to the president to ask him for money for something. And one of the lower aides that's standing outside the room turns to you and says, you know what? This is what I think we should do. This is what I think is going to happen. And you start discussing with him and you start reching with him. You start having conversations and making phone calls based on what this aide says. That is a tremendous chutzpah in front of the president. The president is the one that decides. This aide does nothing. He might be in charge of implementation, but he has nothing to do with the decision process. No one asked his opinion doesn't count. When we listen to a doctor or a business consultant or a situation, a client, whatever we're listening to, we are listening to a lower aide in front of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We are listening to a person that is in charge of implementation, but not the one that makes the decisions. How could we have such a chutzpah to entertain another opinion, so to speak, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And that's why it is so important to constantly maintain tikva. No matter what the situation is, we don't want to chas v'shalom demonstrate chutzpah in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if there is someone else that can influence HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decision, so to speak. And we just wanted to add, because one of our listeners pointed out, of course, when we deal with hishtadlus, if a person is chas v'shalom very sick, in hishtadlus we have to act as if he's very sick, and we have to do the best hishtadlus that we can do. And that's why Chazal say that a person that's a geisis, a person that is almost being nifter, Chazal say we have to assume that he's going to be nifter. But these are only in halachic ramifications, in the way we act, in the hishtadlus that we should do. We have to try to get the best doctors, we have to try to do the best we can. If a person's business is suffering, he has to do the best we can, he can. But we are discussing now the attitude, not the action. The action should mirror the situation. That is hishtadlus, that is basic hishtadlus, which your mitzvah Shammai will analyze as we grow in bitachon. But now we are discussing the attitude. The attitude should never change, even if your hishtadlus increases, because chas v'shalom there's a crisis. But your attitude should never change. You have to remember that just because you're doing actions which demonstrate a crisis, that is not the truth. It is a mirage. It is just actions that you have to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's going to decide the outcome. And in his mind, so to speak, for all I know, it's a 50-50 chance. I have no reason to assume either way. That is my attitude, the attitude of tikva.